free and equal education is and has always been a cornerstone to this nation. Yet our public school system, once the envy of the world, has never faced more scrutiny than right now. Caught between political bickering and big business cash grabs, our schools are under attack. And the people
welcome back, Busted Pencils, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, L.A. Tom, thanks for the call. In the first part of the show, my co-host, special co-host, Mitchell Robinson, still statewide candidate for Board of Education in the state of Michigan, correct, Mitchell?
That's right.
Okay, so he's still there. Sad tragedy, Buffalo, New York, mass shooting. It's sadly not, it doesn't seem to be one of those things that, this doesn't happen very often. But the reality that we were talking about here on Busted Pencils is when these things happen, do teachers have a responsibility to teach about this and or at a minimum, at least be prepared to deal with kids who come in and want to talk about this? But pushing it a little bit further about the intentionality of saying, no, we have to teach about this and problematizing it, though. But if we teach about this, is it a mass shooting, or are we going to bring in the fact that the shooter appears to have been motivated by race and in fact maybe a racist, and therefore the teaching of this becomes an issue, teaching about racism? However, in a post CRT world, a critical race theory outlawed world, Mitchell, how does a teacher teach about this if they can't teach about race?
Well, I think what we're seeing in some states, you know, Florida is an obvious example, is there's a fear on the other side of the aisle about teachers teaching the truth, about teachers teaching about race. As we said in the last segment, our failure of talking honestly with our students and even with each other about the issue of race makes this kind of a problem, a festering sort of problem that this doesn't seem to get any better. We need to have these conversations on a regular basis. And I think most of these new laws that we're seeing that are clamping down on teachers' ability to teach about controversial topics are designed to squelch that kind of discussion. And they're having a chilling effect on teachers.
Well, that's the part, right, is the chilling effect, right? Okay, what is the possibilities that this stuff is going to actually hold up in some form of, I don't know, maybe with today's Supreme Court, it might hold up. However, just the potential, as we said, chilling effect, a teacher saying, I'm afraid to teach this. But as the teacher in New York in the Chalkbeat article was talking about, it's like she has a responsibility. She might have more of a liberty in New York City, but is it not a liberty? Isn't it a requirement? And how then, you just said, I'm a teacher, so I'm a let's take eighth grade American history teacher in a middle school in suburban Columbus, Ohio. And I come in on Monday and I'm thinking, I need to address this. And at the same time, I'm thinking, and if I do address this, what type of backlash will I face? Or do I go, you know what? I don't care about the backlash. The real problem is that we never really talked about race really well in the past anyway. And this attempt to stifle the teaching of race in the form of reverse racism, anti-CRT, is not going to stop me. But you know, this is so complicated, Mitchell. I just wonder what we do.
Well, you know, it's not just a seventh or eighth grade American history class. It's every class.
Okay.
That we're in. You know, I happen to be a music teacher, and my job right now is to help other people become music teachers. And I get this question all the time: why would you be talking about race or LGBT issues or anything else that's controversial? And I'm using air quotes with controversial, when you're a music teacher. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that everything we teach is political, and everything we don't teach is political. Everything we decide not to teach, we're also making a political statement. So my friends in the teaching profession that have the ability still right now to go out and teach these things with fidelity, who are resisting that because they don't think that it should be part of their jobs. I think it's, you know, it's well past the time that you can stay on the sidelines.
Okay, so, oh man, you pushed it even further. So it's, you know, I was thinking, because you started in the beginning of the show, Mitchell, age appropriate. And I was like, okay, if we're going to contextualize and put rules on it, fine, then I'm going to go with the rules. We're going to say age appropriateness matters. And then I was putting another rule on it in the content area in which it's most relevant, American history. Man, okay, and it's required to teach if you're a history teacher. Mitchell, you just added a new layer of complexity going, Tim, I don't think so. This is not the realm of U.S. history teachers only. This is the realm of teachers. If this is the realm of teachers to teach about Buffalo and to embed the factor here of race, is it every teacher's job to do this? The number is 844-967-2789. If you're a music teacher, if you're an art teacher out there and you're going, no way, this is not mine, give us a call. Let us know why you're thinking that, because we want to hear from you, not because we want to make fun of you, because we want to hear from you, because occasionally Mitchell and I might be able to learn something from other people. I know Tom's still on the line waiting for us out there. Tom, if you were an art teacher, would you be teaching this?
Well, it depends. But what I wanted to say, Tim, was the fact that you need to have whatever it is you're going to teach, you need to have the backup from your administration. And you need to have a strong union as well that's going to actually stand up for you if you do go outside of the bounds of what it is that's there. Because that adds another complexity to the whole thing, where you could be a teacher for, you know, many, many years and you know, doing what you think is best for your students. And then all of a sudden you get the bureaucracy of the superintendent and the principals and all that kind of stuff. And then on top of that, unions, unfortunately, have taken a big dive in the state of Wisconsin since Act 10. And, mm-hmm. and you know, so there's a lot of complexities to this whole thing. And let's just be honest, the bottom line is the right wing want to do one thing: privatize education and get rid of public education. They want to make it as bad as they possibly can make it and do as much damage and divide and conquer, just like Scott Walker and Widow Hendricks said, divide and conquer the people. So therefore, you know, they're basically, we become a uneducated, poor, you know, red state in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, Tom, you lay it in out there. It's Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education. My special guest co-host, Mitchell Robinson, from Michigan State Board of Education, candidate there, topic teaching and learning. After a mass shooting, should we be teaching about race? When we get back, more on that. And then what about this GRT, Great Replacement Theory? When we get back, Busted Pencils.